As you can see, so many of the principles and foundations of self-love are ones that we're using again so that we can remove these fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs so that we can manifest and design the lives that we want. And so the next tip or next way of removing these fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs is to consistently practice self-love. So there was a reason, guys, why I started with self-love last month. I mean, I truly think self-love is a basis and needed for so many other improvements in your life. And we just don't realize how important it is sometimes. But when we're practicing self-love regularly, there's no space for fears and doubts to even come into the picture. I want you to remind yourself what you love about yourself every day. And I really loved Megha's idea from last month where she uses the letters of her name to create adjectives of self-love for an affirmation list that is very, very much specific to her. I love that idea, and I think it's such a great way to remind yourself of what you love about yourself. So make the effort to treat yourself with love, kindness, and respect. Remember, the way that you treat yourself is your way of communicating with the universe with how you feel you deserve to be treated. So if you treat yourself poorly, why do you expect the universe to treat you any differently? If you want to be treated like a queen, girl, you need to start treating yourself like a queen.